Hello, it's Richard here. We're all very sorry that Ree Chakraborty has had to leave us, and we wish her well. We're delighted that Sam Elmhurst has agreed to join the RID team to read for us. Welcome, Sam.
Thank you, Richard. We continue our news items, which include how ambulance bosses are dishing out advice this Christmas and emergency services are thanked for their life-saving work. But first, Norwich is one of 12 cities bidding for a share of £1.2 billion of fund for transport.
Council bosses are expecting to find out in March whether the Greater Norwich area will get a share of the government's Transforming Cities Fund. Greater Norwich could also get a share of a separate £90 million future mobility fund to cut single occupancy car use. Councillors agreed to back the Transport for Norwich bid last month, and the application has now been submitted to the government. The wish list, which has been submitted, includes proposals for changes to Castle Meadow, St Stephen's Street and Red Lion Street, expansion for Thickthorn Park and Ride, improvements for pedestrians between St Stephen's Street and City College, Norwich, a new public transport route to connect Norwich Airport to the airport industrial estate, new bus priority measures to and from Norwich Airport, from Wyndham to Norwich, on Durham Road towards Easton and in the Sproston area. A new Cross Valley transport link to connect the UEA to Norwich Research Park. More than 30 new mobility hubs where people would head to use various sorts of public transport. Exploring whether to make Thorpe Road between Riverside Road and Lower Clarence Road at Norwich Railway Station bus, cycle and pedestrian access only. Potentially removing the traffic lights on Grapes Hill roundabout and improvements to the Heartsease Five Ways roundabout.
Cold callers have been trying to con people in Norfolk about recent car accidents. Watchdogs at Norfolk Trading Standards said they had received a number of reports from people in the county who have received the recorded message cold calls. The message talks about a recent car accident and asks a series of questions with gaps left for responses. After that, the calls are then likely to be connected to a call handler who will attempt to gather personal, vehicle and financial details. A spokesman for Norfolk Trading Standards said, "We always advise people to be very wary of claims made during telephone cold calls. If you receive this or a similar recorded message, our advice is do not interact with the call and hang up."
A Norwich-based charity has received a welcome cash boost just in time for Christmas after a donation from Amazon. The retail giant's Amazon in the Community initiative donated £2,000 to The Hamlet, which has two locations in the city and works to break down barriers for people living with disabilities. Through its charity programme, Amazon aims to contribute to the communities where its delivery stations and other sites are based. Staff also visited the Hamlet to see what the charity's team of paid workers and volunteers do to help others. Amazon's Norwich delivery station manager, Stephen Hubbard, said, "The work the centre does is admirable and we are very proud to support such a fantastic charity." The chief executive of Hamlet Centre Trust, Pauline Morgan, said, "To have a business like Amazon behind us is really encouraging. This donation will help us to continue to reach more children across Norfolk."
Ambulance bosses have dished out advice on how to stay out of hospital this Christmas as they try to head off the annual surge of 999 calls. East of England Ambulance Service Trust, EEAST, has issued advice urging members of the public to do two things this winter: take precautions to stay well and know when to call 999. Staff have already been busy fielding a number of calls and stress the importance of only calling when it is life-threatening. The Trust said the public can take reasonable precaution by getting a flu jab, keeping homes warm to a temperature of 18 centigrade, and staying active. Drivers were also urged to take extra care on the roads when driving in bad weather conditions. The Trust tweeted, "While everyone is busy Christmas shopping, our crews are busy answering 999 calls. Only call us if it's a life-threatening emergency." The EEAST spokesman added, "Our message is, remember, if someone is seriously ill or injured or their life is at risk, call 999. For non-serious illness or injuries, contact your GP, call 111 or go to your nearest A&E or walk-in centre."
A Norwich solicitor has left his job after being named as the businessman behind a website which charges drivers for free licences. Simon Button, 47, appeared in the Daily Mail as the owner of a website, DVLA License Apply, which charges users £71 to renew a driving licence. It costs £14 on the official DVLA website. The site also bills customers £57.60 to renew a licence if you're over 70, while on the DVLA site it's free. The website states that for this fee you get your application checked. Mr. Button, who resigned as a director of the firm in November, said, "I would like to apologise to any customers who feel that they have been ripped off. That is not the intention of the website. It's intended to provide a more convenient service." He said that money had been paid back to customers who felt they had been misled. He also added that it was easier to use than the DVLA site. The Mail reported that a Google advert for it had been removed after the search engine was alerted by them. It is now the third result on a Google search of DVLA licenses apply. The website also carries a disclaimer stating, quote, "Please note that DVLA license apply and www.dvalicenseapply.co.uk are not affiliated with Driver Vehicle and Licensing Agency, the UK government, or any official body. The checking service we provide cannot be obtained from a Driver and Vehicle Licensing Agency office. But if you apply directly, you can apply without a checking service, where there will be no checking fee payable." Unquote. Mr. Button, who was a solicitor at Steele's Law until his departure this week, set up the company, Driving Licence Apply Limited, in September last year, and at the end of November, he resigned as a director. But he still owns it through another firm called Otterway Holdings Limited. Both companies are registered to an office in Yarmouth Road, Norwich.
An allotment project providing a sanctuary for people experiencing severe psychotic illness has been extended for another year. Norfolk and Suffolk Foundation Trust, NSFT, has extended the Mulpit Community Garden initiative for a further 12 months, following its success to help users gain confidence and reduce their anxiety by developing the plot. Staff from the Enhanced Treatment Service raised money for the plot last summer for NSFT users experiencing severe psychotic illnesses. The project has been called a lifeline to those using it, and over the next 12 months will allow more service users to benefit.
A man who collapsed in bed after suffering a cardiac arrest has issued a heartfelt thanks to the emergency services who battled to save him and ensure he celebrates Christmas with his family. Alan Wishart, 70, was sitting in bed doing a Sudoku puzzle while his wife Avril watched TV. But Mr. Wishart then collapsed and stopped breathing. Mr. Wishart's son, Paul, who lives nearby, received a text to say something was wrong. He quickly arrived and moved his dad onto the floor and started chest compressions, having had first aid training in the past. Emergency services, including paramedics and firefighters, were quickly on the scene and were able to carry out life-saving work before transporting the patient to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, where he eventually woke after 5 days with no memory of what had happened.
And now to Information Desk.